This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Hello, Governor. Oh, we are here with Surreal Talk, and I fucked it up already.
I'm your new host.
English
Eric.
English Eric. No, Surreal Talk, you know the deal, Lineup Media,
all the good stuff. Time for the after show of the It's About Time episode.
That's right.
Did you ever tell me if you were okay with that title?
What show?
The time show? It's About Time?
Well, it's a little late now.
Well, what do you think of that? Is that fine?
I was close to what I sent you, remember?
What did you send me?
I sent you a title to a show on your phone.
Text or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's text
message. Yeah, it's too far away.
That or Discord, one of the two.
Doesn't matter. That's what we're going with.
Times Arrow.
We've got Eric here, Everett here. We've got Mr. Global Warming is fake here, Armand.
Yeah, damn right.
Mr. Global
If you agree with Armand, send an email at info@serialtalkpodcast.com. If you disagree with Armand, send an email to info@serialtalkpodcast.com.
If you agree with me, send a fuck Eric.
Yeah, that too.
That's even better.
Let's put that in the
fuck chat. Eric. Okay. He's mad. Armand mad about that arm wrestling thing.
That's what it is.
You're worried about who will win an arm wrestling competition when your grandchildren are going to be dead in 10 years.
Frank says this is the time after time show.
In 10 years. The time after time.
The after show is the time after time.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Frank.
Very good.
That's fucking good, Frank. You're right there with us, buddy.
Oh, that good, Frank.
Oh, that's good.
Bunch
shit.
Of fucking grapes.
Hey, Nate, how are you, pal? So, what do you guys want to get started with today? Emails or voicemails or what?
We got
about a fucking billion of each.
All right. No, actually, the emails we don't have a lot of.
Really? I feel like we had 90 of them. Let me take a look here and see what
shit.
I got.
90?
Not 90, but I feel like I 15.
Even, no, dude, there's oh, a lot of the fucking, you want better search results, this and that and the other.
No, man. Oh.
So, what do? You do to or from?
To.
To, colon, space.
What's today?
Info.
The 28th? So, anything, we have five of them then, looks like.
At Surreal.
Four of them. One was bullshit.
How do you know?
Well, how do I know? Be the first.
Oh, so these two came in. Two of them came in. Three of them came in.
Yeah, today?
And then I've already answered the one. So, yeah, every one of you got. And I think
even if you answered it, you have to read it. That's the way this works. We're going from Mudcat, right? Mudcat up.
Kelly Malay.
No. We did that last week. Didn't we?
Yeah,
fuck it. Read it anyway. Start there. Brian, she sent me a couple Facebook messages. Let me go straight out to Kelly. Kelly, you sent me a few messages about why the show wasn't released. I don't remember now why. Oh, it was my fault last time. That was my bad.
That's right.
Why it didn't get released till a Wednesday, that was my bad. I forgot all about it. Got a lot of busy shit going on. But she says, hey guys, Impatient Kelly. I guess that's why she's calling herself Impatient Kelly. I don't care. I don't think she's impatient. It doesn't bother me any. From Nova Scotia here. Just wanted to let you know that I love your podcast. Oh, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. By far my favorite. You are all so entertaining. Opinions vary.
Right, wow.
If you ever come to Nova Scotia, let me know and I'll make you a rappy pie and treat you some fresh lobster. What the fuck is a rappy
sounds
pie?
Sounds good.
Hold on. R-A-P-P-I-E pie. This sounds like I'm getting raped. Is it a rapey pie?
How do you spell it?
Rappy. Okay, rappy pie is a traditional Acadian dish from southwest Nova Scotia, makes sense, in areas of Prince Edward Island. It is sometimes referred to as rapure pie or rapure. Its name is derived from the French patates rapies, meaning grated potatoes. So it looks like just a potato pie.
Oh.
Yeah, potato pie pretty much.
Sounds pretty good to me.
A potato pie? Sweet potato pie?
And it'll shut your mouth.
That's right. Let's hope.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. If we ever make it up there, I don't know that we will.
Yeah.
Let me see. We got anything
Where's
going
Nova
on?
Scotia?
Smart woman.
Canada, sir. Off the east coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little fucking island off the coast of Maine.
No, it's not an island. Nova Scotia is not an island.
Sure looks like an island. I guess you're right. It's connected, but
sure felt like an island.
Sure looks like it. It's not an island.
Prince Edward Island is an island. Yeah.
Also true. Cape Breton Island is an island.
Wait a minute. I got to come up with that. What's that? The capital is Halifax.
Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Very good, Armand.
Just all right. Following up on my trivia.
Skip on Orion here. I think that's an ad.
Yeah, definitely. So Native Pride, this one came in just a little bit earlier
today.
He's in the chat today. So he says, hey guys, been listening to you guys for a couple months now. Really enjoy the show, even the shitty episodes in the beginning. He's not.
How is that possible?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, he's not
that's
wrong.
That's the problem there.
You guys have helped open my mind up a bit, and I got to thank you, Eric. Me?
Why?
For the 9/11 episodes.
Now, hold on. That wasn't just you.
Yeah, what the hell?
No, you were there. You were there.
Well, I think we're going to get a reason why, because he's a straight fuck ever type of guy here. We'll get
that. That episode really opened my eyes, especially when I started looking into it myself. And see, that's what we encourage.
For some of the show.
Damn right. That's right. Read up on
your
global warming.
And make your own opinion like Armand. Even if it's wrong, you got to make your own opinion.
Read.
The way you understand things.
So Native Pride continues on to say, got to say fuck Everett with an extra E at the end. That's a double fuck you, because he put an extra E on there on the end.
Well spoken.
And Team Motherfucking Armand in capitals. So he's all caps for the Team Motherfucking Armand.
Right on.
Armand is the man.
This guy belongs in the mega society right here.
I really think that he's good looking. And that if I were to meet him on the street, I would likely lick him up and down.
That's what it says.
Get out of here.
Wow. No, it didn't say that. He said, Armand is the man. Keep it up and keep putting Ocho Man in his place. Anyways,
right.
If it means anything at all, I weld and fab shit for a shit company. So the long days go by better listening to you guys than Ocho Man.
But I bet he makes good money. Welders make good money, right?
Some welders.
I hope so.
Hopefully he went to a school and got a job. He works in a shit company. Probably makes shit money.
But
it's a bummer.
Dude, he's right, though. Like, listening to something while you're doing shit like that,
it helps.
So much
you weren't
better.
Even into podcasts back when you were doing that, were you?
Yeah, you didn't even have pod, did you?
I listened to our podcast, but I listened to music. That's what I listened to. Tomato, tomato. So keep up the great work, and I look forward to leaving you guys a drunk voicemail. Well, we look forward
love
to listening
it.
To it.
Send it in.
From the hard-drinking and hard-working state of Wisconsin. Much love, fellas.
Hey,
Native Pride.
Wisconsin.
I used to live in Kenosha.
You used to live in Kenosha?
Yeah.
What happened in Kenosha?
South Bend.
Happy Days was right.
No, Kenosha was
Milwaukee.
Was the team of from the League of Their Own.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Was it?
Oh.
Oh, was it?
That was a team, yeah.
It was a team for you. Mm-hmm.
Kenosha. There's something I know about. Oh, that's where, is that where Weezer's from?
I don't fucking know.
You know who was born there? Orson Welles.
Old Orson.
He ate his fat ass to death.
yeah, that's true.
Light Peach sends an email. She was also in the chat today. I don't know why I think that's a she. I know who that is.
Who is it?
Never mind. I can't say, but I remember who that is now. I know who that is. It's looking at the email. Oh. Anyway, so yo, I've been listening since for a long time. I check out the Smoker, Toker, and Stoner show as well.
I promised him I would do this in robot voice.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's see.
Get it, Everett. Just input it into a fucking...
That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for one right now.
All right, so hang on, Light Peach. God damn it, I forgot that was you. I would not have been being so nice to you.
What's wrong with Light Peach?
Nothing's wrong with him. I'm just...
Let's see. I'll copy the whole fucking thing, right? Let's do the whole email. Okay, here we go.
Kind of good money, Native
Robot voice?
Yes. Let's see how this sounds.
Oh, the welder's making kind of good money?
Turn this up. No sound coming. Okay, let's see.
Space...
So, yo... I've been listening since the long time I check out the Smoker Toker and Stoner show as well.
Stephen
it's
Hawking.
Awesome that you guys are still doing this.
He said it's awesome.
So yo, I've been
God damn it.
So yo,
even
I've
with
been listening since the long time I check out the Smoker Toker and Stoner show as well. It's awesome that you guys are still doing this. Even with some episodes treated more like a job than like you guys are interested in the subject.
No, stop right there.
That's true.
I do enjoy listening to the show. It's a great group of guys minus the creepy Uncle Joe.
The creepy Uncle Joe one's got to be you.
Huh?
Look, I'm just going to read this. I'm sorry, Light Peach. This didn't really work out with the robot voice. So
I got a bad generator.
All right, so I've been listening to this since a long time. I check out the Smoker. You know who this is also? What was the guy's name? And you'll stand up and touch our mom's mona. Remember that?
He's not Lars.
He's not Lars.
Are you sure?
He's not Lars.
I don't know.
I hope we got something from Lars.
No, I don't think we got anything from Lars this week.
Oh, shit.
It's He's awesome hilarious. That you guys are still doing this, even with some episodes treated more like a job than like you guys are interested in the subject, which I get. It is a job for y'all, kind of. I do enjoy listening to the show. It's a great group of guys, minus that creepy Uncle Joe fucker.
Now, who would that be?
The Uncle Joe one? I don't know.
Creepy Uncle Joe.
Maybe he's talking about Biden, but Biden's not on the show anymore.
Creepy Uncle Joe one. I don't know. So waiting for
Shane, what are you talking about?
No, you're supposed to call him out. God damn, man.
What are you talking about?
Waiting for a show about Project Bluebeam and chemtrails.
He's been talking about that forever, yeah.
Uh-huh. Since the main component of the trails helps with projecting images.
Ooh
reflective.
I didn't know
that. That's a nice come up there. So, the homeless guy giving his last 10 to get that lady home was a scam. They were all in on it, even if the homeless is not homeless, dude. Fuck you, Everett, in the robot voice. Mm-hmm. Always remember building shelves at Walmart is a passion, not a job.
Oh my God, there's a burn.
Got him. Oh my God. I love it. That's fucking email of the day.
That's old school.
That's old fucking school there.
That's a deep insult. We'll explain to you later.
If you get that Walmart shelves is
a passion,
and not a job, if you get that joke, I mean...
You've been around a while.
You've been around a while.
How about this?
I've been around a while.
Fuck you, Everett.
Fuck you, Everett.
That's for you.
This one is from, this is Epstein's, the thing is Epstein Suicide Watch Info.
This is a long one.
Right. Yeah, so this is, this is a good one.
I got
one.
This is from Shauna.
She's good.
I'm going to do a Shauna impersonation. Hey guys, love the show. I know I'm a bit behind. I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. Hey. I know I'm a bit behind, but I'm listening to your Epstein episode, and I thought you'd be interested in some inside info on federal prisons.
Well, yeah, I definitely am.
First, though, please don't mention my name.
God damn it, Everett.
Start with that, Shauna. I'm not saying anything about your last name.
Look, we got to stop right here. So if you send us an email and you want it read anonymously.
Put it in your subject.
Put it in the subject. Just please, because we fuck this up every single time.
No last name. This is Sean. This dude's name is Sean.
All right.
Sorry, Sean.
It's gone from a woman to a man. I worked as a correctional officer at a federal prison for a few years. I'm doing an impersonation of him now. Before I had to leave due to medical issues. Actually, we've got her on a... We're hiding her voice like behind the screen.
Oh, it's okay.
She's in the witness protection.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot during my time and felt like I could help answer some questions and offer some insight into the whole Epstein thing. One thing you spoke about during
Steiner Stein.
Epstein, I think. Right?
Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing you spoke about during the podcast was how Suicide Watch works. How it typically works is an inmate is stripped and searched before put into a room alone where two of the walls are glass. The only things in this room are a toilet with no water and a concrete slab in the center of the room to be used as a bed.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
The only clothing the inmate is given is a strange full-body apron that doubles as a blanket and attaches with Velcro.
Wow.
There are cameras in every corner of the room that officers in the control room can access and have to have up and in view at all times. There is also another inmate that sits outside the suicide watch room and monitors the inmate inside. Don't trust that at all.
Nope.
They write in a notebook. What are they, trustees? They write in a notebook whatever the inmate in the room does, such as goes to the bathroom, sleeps, asks for something, etc. The inmate monitoring has a phone next to them that can only reach the officer in the control room in case there's an emergency or something is needed. Inmates can only be removed from suicide watch by a staff psychologist who decides that the inmate is mentally fit. After they are removed from suicide watch, the inmate must then have a cellmate. That's interesting.
That makes sense.
In my opinion, Epstein's suicide could be 100% real, not faked or cover up or anything like that. These prisons are so understaffed and the officers are so overworked. We'll stop right there. It's fucking Epstein we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're talking about.
Shouldn't have happened.
I'm in charge. I don't care how understaffed you are. That guy is not going to kill himself.
Yeah, no shit. Right.
This is a big one.
Let 15 other guys do it, but not him.
Not to mention how many incompetent people are hired who give officers a bad name. You hear about that a lot.
Yeah.
The numbers of officers that are caught screwing inmates is ridiculous and is often covered up by the prison. If you were an inmate, would you do that?
If you were an officer, would you screw inmates?
In a female prison? They would never let you be an officer.
Never, ever, ever. But if you somehow got that job.
Well, if they weren't too bright. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, probably. There'd be a bunch of half Armenian incarcerated babies.
Yeah, there would.
As long as they weren't too intelligent.
Oh, no.
Epstein's,
no Mensa members.
Epstein's suicide happened during morning watch shift, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. During this watch, officers have to conduct counts in pairs at 12 a.m., 3 a.m., and 5 a.m., as well as make the rounds to check cells every 30 minutes. Every time I worked this shift, we would actually count all the inmates and make sure they were there they were supposed to be during first count. All the counts after that, people would just walk right past the cell doors and shine their flashlights in the window and put on a show for the cameras. Eep. They rarely looked in and never counted. When they are not counting, the majority of the officers would sleep and not do any of their other duties. So Epstein could have easily just waited for the final count at 5 a.m. and hung himself, knowing that the officers wouldn't conduct their rounds and weren't really watching.
Hang on. What the fuck is he going to hang himself
on? Didn't you just say
he's not in suicide watch.
It's not the apron.
He wasn't in suicide watch
anymore. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, they had taken him off of suicide watch for whatever
reason. That's right. Duh. I forget.
Yep.
Did she say that's routine that he gets taken off? I mean, I thought that was like a psychiatrist.
She said a staff psychiatrist has to be the one who decides he's mentally fit. He definitely needs fired. Well, he could have fooled him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but not if you're really crazy.
Did we establish he had spoken or had been seen by a psychologist?
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, nobody said anything, but apparently the rules of prison state the psychologist is the one who does it.
Makes sense, but I don't know if Epstein saw one.
I don't know.
The last name of the psychologist was Clinton.
Yes.
Not a lot of people know that. No, no, no. It was like Ralph Clinton. It was a cousin. It was a cousin. Objection, speculation. And I have no idea why they would let someone who just came off a suicide watch be in a cell alone. They're supposed to have a cellmate. That's the one thing that seems fishy. But, again, the people working these prisons are mostly incompent. Yeah,
here,
man.
Here
I don't
again,
think on
you've
that
got
one guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That you can't.
I don't buy that incompetence.
Right. When you're in charge, I don't give a shit what happens to anybody else. This guy, we watch. I mean,
I'd fucking let him sit with the officers in the goddamn room where they're watching the cameras.
Right. Whatever, yeah. You can't leave him alone.
No.
I've had an employee who was moving inmates to different units, put two inmates who were keep aways, meaning they would not be put in the same unit, let alone the same cell, in the same unit and cell. That's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Let me reread that. I had an employee who was moving inmates to different units, put two units who were keepaways in the same cell. That's the first thing you check.
Oh, the two. So if two of them were...
Yeah, like these are mortal enemies. They're not supposed to be in the same fucking cell block versus the same...
Same cell, yeah.
Right.
Here again, these are all good points, but this is Epstein. This is a guy that you know is being scrutinized by everybody in the world.
Yep.
You can't fuck this up. The
people all over social media saying he's going to get killed.
Exactly. Right. You just can't do this.
Right. You fucking strap this guy in a chair and feed him intravenously.
Whatever. Right. Yeah. You put him in a straitjacket and that's it. Yeah. Right.
This is a high-value fucking guy here.
Put a pick line in him and don't have to feed him at all.
As for the shrieks that were reportedly heard from his cell before his death, my bet is the officer just didn't care. You become desensitized to so much while working in a prison. Someone screaming is normal, and you typically don't think about it twice. I buy that. There's got to be people shrieking in an hour.
Sure. Well, that's true.
Think about it. Just think about the first night on Starship Redemption where they all come in. Fresh fish. There's always some bullshit they're screaming or fucking, I shouldn't be here.
Well, I don't doubt the place is a cacophony, but here again.
I agree.
This guy, all these things are thrown out with this guy, okay? Because this one guy, you got to save this guy's life.
Yeah, she says most officers would just yell "shut up" out their office door.
Probably.
Again, sorry about the wall of text. Love the wall of text, but I thought you'd like some inside info. I hope this helps, and if you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Thanks for the great podcast, Shauna Miller.
God damn it, man!
You weren't supposed to say
that's a fake name.
Oh, okay, good.
So now, here's her real name.
Yeah, what's her
Shauna
real name?
Shauna Smith.
Okay, good.
There we go.
You got a social security on that?
Yes, I do. 555-67 F U Armand.
CK.
Wow, that's a long answer.
It was. All right, that's all we got for emails this week.
All right, here again, though. Do we all agree that this is not incompetence? Because you can't...
I would think not, no.
Probably not. If it is, man, good fucking Lord. Man, we got a lot of voicemails today. Let's just get on it.
All right, yeah.
This first one is from our good friend, Jeff the Janitor.
Oh, great.
Since the dawn of man, our thirst... for understanding of the world around us has been insatiable.
Oh, I like where this is going. How about you guys?
From the discovery of fire to the manipulation of metals to the vast interconnectedness of modern communication.
Jesus Christ.
We can elucidate our thoughts in entirely new ways.
Did you say elucidate?
Elucidate.
Nice.
Bringing us ever closer to the flat earth for the very first time.
He's right. He's right, damn it.
Join Everett and Eric every Wednesday.
Oh, this is a promo.
For Surreal Talk Podcast.
Oh, this is a great promo.
A podcast Let's use it. That lends credence to the stoned ape theory.
To the what? Stoned ape theory.
Stonehenger, hear you.
So, pause it. Stone you know what stoned ape theory is?
No, but it's funny.
It's how we developed consciousness. There's a theory that they ate some
mushrooms.
Fucking mushrooms. Some apes ate mushrooms and fucking expanded their minds there a little bit. And
so Terrence McKenna, because he says he believes psilocybin mushrooms were the evolutionary catalyst from which language, projective imagination, the arts, religion, philosophy, science, Jesus and all the Christ. Human culture spring.
Well, thank God for those truffles or whatever the hell they're eating.
Psilocybin mushrooms, man. Some penis envy. That's a strain of
this is a good promo, though. I could deal with this.
It's not bad. All right, thanks, Jeff.
That was it?
Oh. No, there's another 7 seconds here.
Coming soon to a podcatcher near you.
To a what near you?
Podcatcher.
Podcatcher. Oh.
It's like a colloquial term for a podcast app. Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff the Janitor. I mean,
we'll consider that promo for wide distribution. Maybe we'll put it on YouTube as an ad. I don't know.
But he forgot me.
Yeah, he loves you.
I know.
He does. Nobody forgets you.
I know, but
you exist above the show.
Damn.
You know what? You people need to start including Armand. We're going to change everything around here. All right, next one's from, and I haven't listened to these yet. There's two in a row from Kevin Yarrow. You know I love these.
Right,
they're
Kevin,
always good.
Yeah, Kevin's all right.
Here hey, guys.
Here it comes.
That's how they always start. I guess he's bonging it.
Yeah, he's got it.
He has to, yeah.
There you go. That's how he starts.
Look,
Oh, fuck.
What's up?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Jesus Christ.
Normally,
somebody
starts,
hit Kevin in the
hey,
back,
guys.
Will
you? He always starts, hey, guys, but no, I'm always doing
not after a hit like that.
Yeah. No, yeah, you got to fucking.
Christ. Doing the rest.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Christ.
I agree.
Good job.
What's up?
You?
This crazy
Kevin, take it easy.
He's up real high.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
That, like, the sky above the flat Earth is like rip into space.
Could be.
And when you go into space, the further you get away, the gravity warps the light and makes the Earth look round when you're in space. But really, when you're down here, it's all flat. I don't know if that even makes any fucking sense.
A lot.
I'm so fucking high right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're pretty high, aren't you, Kev?
Yeah, Team Tonga. Fuck yeah!
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Oh, no. All right, I got to tell her that.
That's awesome.
That's good. Here, I'll give you a timestamp, Armand. Actually, I'm not doing it. I don't know how long I'm live.
Sorry, but that was an email I got from the principal of my daughter's school, if anybody wondered what that noise was. She is in
she
trouble.
Expelled?
Kevin, we love you, man. We got to get together.
She's in kindergarten. She's definitely expelled.
Oh, all right.
If you weren't just, I mean, if, I wish you could come to America, man.
He does. He was in Colorado like 3 months ago.
3 weeks ago.
Was he?
Didn't he go to Shambhala?
That's up in fucking B.C.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
He's going to Burning Man.
Thinking of Burning Man. That's
That's not even Colorado. That's Utah, isn't it?
I don't know.
Nevada, maybe. Anyway, here's another one for Kev.
Oh, I thought I'd leave another one for good luck.
Good idea.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a bong right now.
I'd hit a bong.
Armand, have you ever hit a bong?
No.
Would you ever hit a bong?
No.
Why not? Why? At tobacco.
Tobacco? Why?
Exactly right. Let's get some weed in you.
Why get a hookah in here?
I used to have a hookah. I threw it away.
What's the matter with it?
You know, they're not really practical.
No, you got to fight for hits, too.
You got to fight for hits. It takes a lot of weed. You got to constantly have a lighter on it.
And what do you guys think about the government really bearing down on vaping now, too?
What do you mean? I haven't heard about it.
Well, I'm talking about they want to make it illegal and they're regulated. That's the next thing.
Why?
Not more regs, less regs.
Why are they regulating?
Fuck ever 2020.
Because too many kids are doing it.
So fucking what? Is it hurting
them?
That's
what I say.
It's a better alternative to cigarettes.
We talked about it the other day on Joker Smoker Toker that in Massachusetts, since medical weed has gone legal, there's been 150% rise in the number of, we'll call it weed poison, ER visits related to kids ingesting weed.
Yeah. So, what's that got to do with vaping, though? Vaping's
it's
harmless.
It's just another thing where people, like, if it's available, you're going to see issues with it. You know what I mean? When something becomes widely available.
But it's not. It's just water, right?
No, there's some other stuff. It depends on what your mix is.
Native Pride says, Armand, just try it. It won't change your conservative-ass views.
Yes, it will. I'm afraid I like it.
He'll come out of a weed be like, fuck
wow,
it.
Man.
I believe in global warming.
Bernie's this place the man. Is hot. Bernie's... I want to help people.
Yeah. Ugly chicks are awesome, too.
No, smart chicks.
Whatever, same difference. All right.
Isn't that on. That they're burning out the coil and breathing in bits of metal? I don't fucking know.
I mean, who's to say is it galvanized? Is the zinc coming off? Is that what you're saying is happening? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think it should be 18 and over to do it?
Vaping, yes. If it's a nicotine.
Yeah, because that's mostly.
It's a drug. It's an addictive drug. It definitely should be at least regulated, at least in that much. But I don't think they should regulate vaping in general. It's a cigarette, basically. It's a nicotine.
They're making it like almost
same
like
chewing tobacco.
Like smoking. You can't even do it outside.
You know
in
you
got to
be 21 to buy cigarettes.
I'd be fine
in
with
Illinois
that.
Now.
No, I'm fine with that. Like you can have vaping be the same rules that regular cigarettes have. I'm
why?
Fine with
because
that.
Isn't
I don't want nicotine in my lungs. That's
you think that's coming? How much nicotine is coming out of a vape?
It doesn't matter if it's 1 milligram or 100.
It doesn't.
Playing devil's advocate, it doesn't. In my opinion, like if I don't want that in my body. I'm not going to be sitting here and forced by a person to make me have it in my body.
You will. No.
I mean, that's the way they want it. That's the way smokers want it on the planes. I don't give a fuck if you don't smoke. I want my cigarette in my lungs. Fuck everyone else. Now, I'm sorry. You don't get a tread on other people. If you want to smoke, fine. Do it around other people who don't want
to. Oh, wait. Okay. But you get to infringe on my right to be free.
What are you talking about? That's not your right to be free. You can be free as long as you don't infringe on others' freedom.
Right. Well, you can be free as long as you don't infringe on my freedom.
Exactly right.
So what the fuck problem is? You ain't no different to me.
Your freedom is not a freedom if you're infringing on somebody by... I'm not infringing on you.
You're trying. No. You're trying to take me out of the plane. You're trying to take me out of the restaurants. You're trying to take me out of the movie
I'm
theaters.
Trying to stop you from poisoning people.
Well, I don't...
I have the right to.
I don't like the state telling people you can't smoke in a restaurant. If I want to have a restaurant that you can smoke in, I should be able to have a restaurant.
No.
You don't
now
want to
get
go
the
there.
Whole goddamn restaurant
right.
now.
Right. Don't go there.
I don't disagree with that completely, right. but I
That's
mean...
That's the problem.
I don't mind it because people are assholes. You know what I mean? If you don't give them a rule and shit like that, they're going to take every inch they can get.
What are you talking about? You know the restaurant allows smoking. They should advertise smoking allowed. So, you know, we're not going in there.
Clubs can do that, like private clubs. You can change your restaurant to a private club and really? Follow the same rules.
In Illinois?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right with me. That's great.
And if you have an outdoor, quote-unquote, restaurant, you're fine there, too.
You can't smoke in bars, right, in Illinois?
Yeah, you can, but you got to have an outdoor patio.
There's a gray area there.
World-famous Fast Eddie's in Alton has a giant outdoor enclosed. It's four walls. It's got more or less a canvas
top. Where they have that band and everything out where it used to be the street.
Yeah, where it used to be the street. Exactly. He's talking about exactly right.
Yeah, they bought Pearl Street, built this whole outside area. You can smoke out there.
Can you?
But it's more or less, if you go in there, that's more or less indoors.
Yeah, well,
okay, but still, but you know you can smoke, so if you don't want to go and be exposed to the smoke, don't go to Fast Eddie's.
That's fair.
Right? So what's the big deal?
I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
I wouldn't go either, but...
I don't like that. Government regulation. We're anti-government on this show,
aren't
we? So
you got to be 20. How do you think how do you think a kid feels that if he's 18 years old, or no, let's put it that way. How he's 20. He's been buying cigarettes for 2 years.
You're talking about how they're moving it to 21?
They already did move it.
They didn't grandfather in?
Effective July 1st, 2019. You must be at least 21 years old to buy tobacco in Illinois.
So they're not grandfathered in?
So if you weren't 18 at the time of it, you can't do it.
They didn't do alcohol like that, did they?
I don't recall.
No, because remember, Mom always told us
1921. I don't think you're alive, were you?
No. That's different because you could be 18. Remember, Dad, Dave, was 19, and then they passed the law that she had to be 21. So he could legally, he was going in the bars drinking, and then they passed that law, and he couldn't go in for two more years.
That's fine with me. I mean, it's a law is a law.
I don't know. That's bullshit.
Let's finish Kevin's voicemail here real quick.
Okay.
Forgot where we were.
That's Kevin.
Does he have a microphone in the bong? This is really good.
Call the paramedics, man.
This is what you want. Oh, right, this is advertised.
I thought you weren't supposed to cough.
No, you can't get off till you cough.
You have to cough.
Really?
Yeah, you should.
You don't
totally
have to
cough,
but you get higher when you cough. Like, say you take a big rip and hold it, and exhale just
you
fine.
Hold it in, right?
You hold it, you get high, but you hold it and start coughing. You're cutting off oxygen to your brain. You're getting way higher.
Okay.
Trust me, when you cough so bad. You go blind and you start seeing spots in the air.
And you feel it, hotness. And
oh, the hotness.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, you basically suffocated yourself to the point of being real hot.
It's a beautiful thing, Armand.
It is. You wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway, here we go. We'll turn it down a little.
Damn. Is that still Kev?
Fuck, I hope the aliens show up soon and take over everything.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Kev.
He's been on that aliens kick for a couple
long
weeks
time.
Now.
He can't wait.
Love him. Thanks, Kev, man. Talk to you next week.
As always.
Sure. All right, so, wait a minute, this is him again. I'm pretty sure.
Uh-oh.
The subject here is the clouds are not real except the ones in my bedroom.
Ooh.
Sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. That's a lighter.
Yeah. That's that same bong. I
recognize. Is this the same day? They all come in on the same day?
Yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker was high that day, boy.
Yeah, he sure was.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Third one. The sky is a hologram. The clouds aren't real. Don't believe it.
I don't. You convinced me.
He needs his own podcast.
He does. That dude would be. I'd listen to that religiously.
We should
if he
make
had a
podcast. He needs to be our reporter on the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Give him his own segment.
Reporter on the scene, Kevin Arrow.
He ought to be on Smoker, Toker, Joker. That's
we like him here. He's perfect for us.
Yeah. He is.
Okay.
Can definitely be on both, honestly. Yeah. Thanks, Kev. We'll
appreciate
we'll catch
it, Kevin.
He's got plenty of content.
Next one we got here is from OG Paul. OG Paul.
OG
Weezy.
Paul Weezy.
Yeah, it says OG Paul, but we know him. So we got here.
Yo, what's good, guys?
What's up, man?
It's OG Paul Weezy.
We know.
Yeah. Love the show. Shout out to Armand.
Hey,
Team
thank
Eric
you.
Motherfuckers.
Oh,
Ever, right. You cool, right. Dog.
Oh.
He likes everybody.
It's cool.
Fuck you.
Oh, no, except you.
Ever, you cool, dog. But fuck you. All right. Now, hey, congratulations on your little one.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Just want to call
appreciate
say,
that.
To Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Yeah.
It's getting covered by all these shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's getting covered by all these, the Amazon fire. And then the Amazon fire is getting covered.
That's
by.
That's fucking interesting. Like a whole, like how they always say there's something huge comes out every time the government doesn't want you to think about something anymore. It could just be the news cycle, but.
By this Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Have you guys seen that? I haven't seen it yet, but there's apparently a giant fight that went down at Popeye's. Haven't watched the
over
video
a sandwich?
Yet. I don't know what it was over. Actually, there's several videos of people fucking throwing down at Popeye's, but there's one that's real recent. Did you see the one where the guy...
I couldn't find it. It was too blogged down by fucking multiple...
Other videos?
Yeah.
There was a thing I watched yesterday. This is completely off topic. Of a guy who drug a fucking customer out of McDonald's for throwing french fries in his face. He worked at McDonald's, and he dragged a motherfucker out by his shoe.
Uh-huh. And?
Yeah, I think he should have been fired. He was fired.
He was, but
I would think, yeah.
Can't do that. Fast food's dangerous business these days, though.
Well, that's why they make 15
Let
bucks
me know
an
what
hour.
Y'all think. I'm out. Zone Fire is getting covered by this. Popeye's chicken sandwich. Let me know what y'all think. I'm out.
Thanks, Paul.
Dude, I think it's
so you think it's No, diversion.
Dude, I think that, no, I don't think the Popeyes thing is trying to get rid of the Brazilian fires thing. I think that fucking president they got down there is a big fucking dickwad.
Ooh, Bolsonaro?
Yeah.
Fires.
You probably love him.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's not that many. There's not more fires than there were last summer. That's bullshit. Same number, same intensity.
You don't know.
Okay, but you guys are going to believe.
I'm a liberal. I'm right.
Okay. Well, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Save the rainforest.
You damn right. Next is from a good friend of ours, Nate Hunter.
Oh, Nate. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. So, a year ago, I'm on Amazon, and this thing pops up. Echo Auto. I'm like, fuck yeah. I only need Echo Auto. It's going to be badass.
He's talking about the little Amazon Alexa device, the Echo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, mind you, I have her name, you know, Miss Echo. I don't want to say because it's in the car right now.
Alexa. He won't say Alexa because it's in the car.
It's constantly listening to me. Thanks.
Isn't it technically listening to you even when you're not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's got to be waiting for that, hey, Alexa. So it's always listening to see if you said that.
Right.
Your phone's always listening. Like for my Apple phone, Siri has an option where you don't even got to hit the button. Like right now, if I want to talk to Siri, I'll hold the button for a second.
Uh-huh.
I don't have my volume up. Hold on a second. Let me turn my volume up. We'll see what it says. Well, saying bullshit, but it says, what can I help you with? And you can have a setting where your phone's just sitting there and it'll be listening and you can say, hey, Siri. And then give it your command. So normally I'd be like, oh, fuck, not take a picture. Hey, Siri, what's the weather today? Hi. Oh, you bitch. Never mind. You suck.
My Google Assistant's better than that.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather today?
Here's the forecast for today. It picked up your voice before I could even say.
Oh, cool. What's the weather today?
82 and sunny. And
actually, on your droid, it says, hey, Siri.
Yeah.
What's your voice thing on there?
What do you mean?
You guys say, hey, Google?
I don't know. Like...
Let me try it on mine. Hey, Google, what's the temperature?
Every time I hit the fucking button, he talks.
Hey, Siri responds to Google, too, so that's going to work. Anyway, back to Nate.
Appreciate that. But I have those and Google Homes.
HoloLens?
No, Google Homes. He has the Alexas and Google Homes, so it's two different smart like assistants, so to speak.
I've had them for a few years, and I much prefer the Google Home.
Had them for a few years, much prefers the Google Home. Nate, your recording quality sucks dick, Pally.
Far more fucking comprehensive. Love it. Does.
Google Home's far more comprehensive.
So, I put this bitch in my car, and I'm like, hey, Alexa, ask Stitcher to play Surreal Talk, and I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, but you know, I'm not trying to listen to Surreal Talk. I don't even know what that is.
He said he's not trying to listen to Surreal Talk.
There's a show called Surreal Talk, huh? I'd like to listen to that.
No, there isn't.
We should guest on Surreal Talk.
I'm looking it up. It's for real?
And that's what he says.
S-E-R-I-A-L?
I assume. S-E-E. Yes.
No, cereal, like breakfast cereal.
Maybe it is cereal, though, like where it's every episode goes into the next. I don't know.
I do not. So, yeah, I can't even listen to you guys' voice activation.
Nate, try listen to Surreal Talk, Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal rather than just Surreal Talk.
Cereal Talk on Apple Podcasts.
They talk about cereal, like Lucky Charms?
How's it spelled?
Great morning coffee. It's like cereal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it's like talk over cereal.
Look, guys.
Like we're eating cereal, but... Cereal talks. That's pretty cool.
I bet that if you're... Yeah, like he just said, voice searching is a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Surreal Talk, Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal.
They only have a 3.3, all I'm going to say.
They're not.
Dude, don't shit on him.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying.
This ain't easy.
I've been trying, because I want to get real fancy and make one of these here...
You may catch any of that?
No,
I didn't understand any word of it.
And no, it's just not fucking working. So, long story short, you will not, Alexa. Stop it. Shut up.
So now he's in an argument with her.
Yeah, he's fighting with Alexa. Yeah.
God damn it.
Throw it out the window.
Alexa, shut up.
You guys ever bitch at your, you don't even use yours, do you?
What?
Sometimes I'll be like, hey, Siri, you bitch, what's the weather? And she'll be like, I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, really?
Let's try it right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Cuss her out.
Hey, Siri, you bitch, what's the weather?
Here's the weather today.
Wow. Well,
she's fine with it this time.
She's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't even respond. Google said, fuck
you. God damn you, Alexa. Shut up. Whatever. But I'll try to be fancy. Shut up, Alexa!
Pause it.
That's the end of that one.
All right, look at this douche canoe in chat. Flat Earth data.
Hold on, what's he doing?
I think you just need to get the fuck out of here. How about that one?
What's that? What?
You really think there's aliens? Yeah, it's fine, dude. What's he doing wrong? He just asked me, we really think there's aliens. Yeah, I really think there's fucking aliens.
Did you keep reading?
I didn't see anything else.
So no sky wizard, right? Just aliens and ape evolution. Is that correct? Ha ha ha.
Yes, that's correct.
Moved on to aliens and ghosts.
Really I see no reason to get rid of the guy. Subjects. I see no reason to get rid of
them. I bet these wheel frauds couldn't touch the kabish and the quantum physics. Bah ha ha, there appear to be morons.
All right, wow. Fuck him off then.
Fuck off.
Hey. Can't afford to lose listeners.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Fuck this guy. I got to switch over to Surreal Talk to do
it. No, I got him.
Good go. All right, play the next one.
Hold on. Let me get this guy out of here. I'm just going to put him in timeout for now. How about that?
Hey, listen. Yeah, just time him out.
Does he believe in global warming? You just got 5 minutes, pal. Before you get rid of him.
You just got 5 minutes, pal. How about that?
What are we, Facebook?
Yeah, we're Facebook.
Come on, you censors.
He's in Surreal Talk jail.
Jeez.
Right. Oh, look, they got him. They're all coming out in droves. We're getting the downvotes now. I don't give a fuck. Come on.
Oh, all the flatters?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Fine.
Let's see. Yeah, fine.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next one from Nate.
They still watching
we
us.
We encourage debate.
Holy fucking piss.
That's
let me tell you, dude.
Who's this?
That's Nate.
Same guy
we just heard or didn't hear? Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, tried to send you a motherfucking recording earlier,
better.
Right?
Yeah,
I was trying to explain to you my Echo Auto, but I didn't realize that the Bluetooth sucks so fucking much you couldn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah. Right.
I sent up a follow message that was trying to explain the first message, and then when I got fucking satiated and was done with it, was like, yes, I have completed my task, let me hear what I sound like.
Yeah.
I put the phone up to my ear, and for some reason, I don't know if I sent the message to you guys already, if it failed to send, but I do know I turned my flashlight on, and you still didn't get the story about the Echo Auto. Anyways, got me one.
No, we heard the story about the Echo Auto.
These fancy devices heard. Back in fucking December, and I have Echo and Google. Much rather prefer Google because Echo is a motherfucker. So I asked Miss, I don't want to say her damn name because she'll activate like she did in the first call.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, why don't you ask Stitcher to play Surreal Talk? I tried it so many damn times. All of them were fucking failures. Why? Because she's pulling up Serial Talk. Bitch, I didn't say Serial.
I should have listened to these first hand. We could have just went to the second one.
Yeah.
Did you not hear me put the emphasis on Surreal, not Serial?
It's all about your diet, okay. Your accent.
If it wasn't Serial Talk, it was Serial. Yeah, Serial Killers.
Serial Walks. Surreal Walks.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give up. Send these cucks a message. I love all your faces.
I'm no cuck.
Have a good day.
Thanks, fuck babe.
You. Thank so you. What, now Nate, what, we love you.
Who was he talking about there?
Alexa. Alexa. What was
Alexa gives
that?
Him Serial Talk instead of Surreal Talk.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. He was trying to say, hey, Alexa, play Surreal Talk.
And he got
and
this.
It heard Serial Talk.
Yeah.
But I think I think what happened was it didn't want to play us because we got conspiracy.
Hey, Nate, I saw all your invites on my phone for Xbox last night. I just wasn't on, man. Didn't really look at my phone, so sorry. I'll probably be on tonight. Anyway, pass that. Next one's from Anthony. I don't know. There's no last name.
Morning, guys. It's Anthony from Indiana.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Not enough information yet to choose a side, so we'll go ahead and forego all that bullshit.
Ah, oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
He's thoughtful.
Yeah, seems to know what he wants.
Not enough data.
The Heaven's Gate show.
Uh-huh.
There's been multiple references made to Ruby Ridge and Waco. Uh-huh. Now, Waco, the way it was handled was known to be
fucked
soft-handed
up.
Because of Ruby Ridge.
Soft-handed? They fucking plowed tanks through there and then caught the place on fire.
Yeah, it's not really a definition of soft-handed.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, no need necessarily to go into that.
Okay.
But with Ruby Ridge, there's no evidence that that family was a cult.
No.
The
no,
only
hell
thing
no.
that they were doing they were, was living completely yeah, independent right, of the federal
good,
government.
Right.
The only crime that they had committed
that's correct.
Was they weren't paying their taxes.
Well, that'll I'd get, storm them for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'll get you killed.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's,
why do you think they got killed?
It's kind of an unfair comparison. And I was wondering if you guys had considered doing a show on Ruby Ridge. Because
yes.
We should. Yeah, we will.
We talked about it, though.
There's a lot of details in there that certainly paint a negative picture of the federal government.
Not that that's a hard thing.
Yeah,
right.
These are people who
I don't know anything to paint a positive
reclaimed
picture.
Water, who were growing their own food, who were, you know,
basically existing outside of society.
Cultivating their own livestock. And living completely independent of the federal government.
Yeah.
There was talk that the patriarch of said family was a three percenter and was relatively anti-establishment, but there's no evidence that really supports that necessarily.
Didn't they shoot his wife in the fucking head?
So she's holding a baby in her arms.
There's a lot of theorists out there who believe that the whole Ruby
that
Ridge
3% is a militia, right?
Was an attempt.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look this up real quick. 3%er on Google.
Never heard that term.
It's yeah, they're the.
It says here, 3%ers are an American militia movement group whose members pledge to protest and arm resistance against the attempt to curtail constitutional rights. Okay. Sounds like a bunch of guns.
I'm all for it.
To pull these people back under the folds of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Love the podcast.
Thanks, buddy.
It's thought-provoking.
It's always good, man.
As well as occasionally frustrating.
Yeah. Hold on. You think it's frustrating for you? Oh.
Yeah, you're not sitting
here. What
are
you saying? Yeah, you know.
Our mom pisses me off.
Funny like Al.
Yeah, yeah. Is it amuse you?
You guys got to quit looking at time in linear form, man. It's...
This is weird.
Did he just leave this?
Yeah, no, this was yesterday.
Whoa.
Before we had...
Because he knows, because...
This is weird.
Time's a force.
I didn't even announce
and
this
there's
shit.
No
I didn't know about it
until
today.
It.
Yeah, man, we didn't really settle on it until yesterday, I mean, day before.
That's just how humans perceive it.
We had a couple of them that were possible here that we were going to do.
This
we
man's uncanny.
All right. Well, just thought I'd give you guys a shout-out.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks.
It. Talk later, I'm sure.
Thanks, Anthony. From Indiana.
Vaya con Dios.
Most people know that Indiana is not a great state.
So, you know, the other thing we ought to do, if we're doing Ruby Ridge, we ought to do that. What was that river that the feds fucked up? Remember that?
Yeah, what was
it? The King Mine thing they blew up and everything and fucked up the whole Anima River, wasn't it?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The King Mine spill.
Yeah.
It was in South Africa.
They screwed up all... No, it's in Utah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Our government did.
Oh, you're right. There's a King Mine in South Africa.
Yeah.
My Google got crazy. King Mine spill was in Colorado.
Colorado, okay.
Yeah.
That was, if we're going to do Ruby Ridge, that because they really screwed that up.
Ooh, yeah, this fucking looks bad.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, looking at the pictures now, that don't look good at all. Anyway, back to the voicemail.
Do that show.
This one's from Will.
Okay. Hey, Will.
Will, okay.
How's it going, guys?
Hello. Hey, Will.
From El Paso, Texas.
Oh, good town. Nice
town. Knock it off. Sorry.
Been listening to you guys for the past couple months.
It's a West Texas town, El Paso.
Yeah.
I once fell in love with a Mexican girl there.
Yeah? No, well, what's across the street, across the border? It's Juarez,
song.
Right?
Never heard that song, Marty Robbins? No. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Yeah,
what's the name of the song?
El Paso.
El Paso, yeah.
Okay. Gotta say, fuck yeah, guys. Better than Coast to Coast.
Oh, cool.
Because that show's been going downhill for a while.
They got Sam Tripoli running Coast to Coast now, I believe. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. Yeah.
Who was the original guy?
Art Bell. I don't know.
Anyway.
Art Bell.
Gotta say, fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
I figured that was coming.
Atta, baby.
And also Tim Armand. All Eric, right.
Man, nobody's perfect.
So he's team both of you guys.
Team both of you. Yeah,
but fuck me.
Yeah.
And fuck Ocho, man.
got him. I love it. Save
I'm
that.
I'm very protective of my Ocho, man. I'm not going to allow this.
Hell with him. I love it.
Fuck that ass.
Thank
asshole.
You.
He's not here to protect himself.
Anyway, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All this stuff about these mass shootings is kind of fucked up. I think it's all planned. Especially when I hit my hometown about a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's so much crowd going on.
Did that shit really happen, Will? You were there. I mean, in town. I'm sure it went
down.
He
won't answer you back. I promise you.
Oh, yeah. This is recorded. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make it all political. It's actually caring for the people.
Yeah, man. That shit really went down.
Well, you know Nick Drago's the guy that's got that. That's his theory. We got to have him on sometime.
Yeah, Nick's a... Nick's an interesting fellow, man. He
thinks that's all bullshit.
Yeah, he's a big drinker of the Kool-Aid.
That's true.
Look at me, that's a good thing. He'll go right at that.
No, I would think, though, the drinking of Kool-Aid means you swallow all that stuff, right?
He does.
No, he swallows all, like, okay. It's reversed for me. It's reversed for me.
See, I thought that was a believer.
He's drinking the anti, we're drinking the, he's a believer of the conspiracy.
He's conspiracy-minded so much, he's drinking all the Kool-Aid for every conspiracy there is.
Is that what it is? See, I got the other way around. If you drink the Kool-Aid, you're just some mind-numbed.
No,
believe everything that the government tells you.
No, it's Jim Jones.
First of all, they drank grape Flavor-Aid, not Kool-Aid.
What the fuck does that matter?
It does matter.
It's
like a Kleenex. You didn't blow your nose with a generic brand Kleenex. You blew it with a Kleenex.
That's okay, though. That's
You use a crescent wrench every time you need one, or you use an adjustable? No, but you call it a crescent wrench.
Spanner.
You use a vice grips every time, or do you use a... No, those are all vice grips, aren't they?
No, it's just a vice grip.
But that's a different name for something. You're talking about something totally different. It's not the same thing. No, Kool-Aid is not Flavor-Aid, and vice versa.
Well, Flavor-Aid is a type of
crescent wrench. Anybody listen to this? Anybody on my side here?
Nobody believes you because they're the same thing.
We strive for exactitude.
Did you ever inhale the dust from Flavor-Aid lemonade while we're talking about it? It's like basically chlorine gas, powdered chlorine gas.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you pour it in your pitcher, that super fine powder comes out in like a fucking
a plume,
like a mist of fucking powder, and it gets in your lungs and eyes. It's like chlorine, man. It's
so
not good
for you.
You
should be 21 years old to drink Flavor-Aid then,
at least
right?
Lemonade Flavor-Aid.
Exactly, Donna. They're locking jaw pliers, vice grips are the brand name. But when you use it, hand me the vice grips. It doesn't matter if it's the vice grips brand name or not.
Yeah, you're wrong this time, Armand. Just
you're
let
wrong.
It go.
It's
you're
not
wrong.
The same thing.
They just fuck it up and say, oh, no, no.
Oh, I'm going to run back to life forever.
About a couple weeks ago.
El Paso shooting.
Like, yeah. I don't know. There's so much crap going on. Then try to make it all political. It's actually caring for the people. They just fuck it up and say, oh, no, no. I'm Democrat. Oh, no, I'm Republican. That kind of bullshit. So just caring. So I don't know. It's really changed my community so bad. Like, you can feel like when you walk around, everyone's like sad and scared and all this
terrible
other stuff. Like, it's forever changed.
No shit. Wow.
Anyway, thank you guys. And hope you guys keep it going.
Thank you. Hang in there, brother.
Take it easy, Will, man. Sorry to hear about El Paso.
Yeah, right. Sorry about your city.
It's only a matter of time, honestly, before St. Louis gets one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen, sure.
When's our turn? Not that I'm waiting for it.
We have it every weekend. You get 12 people killed.
True. Isn't St. Louis now recognized?
It's number two, I believe, as the
fucking... Is it number two? I thought it was number one.
I don't know.
It used to be Detroit. Classically, Detroit was
I think we're ahead of them now. Gary, Indiana was up there, too, but I think...
Really, Gary?
Gary was really bad.
It's not even that big of a town, is it? It's like 30, 40,000
people. No, but per capita. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Most homicides or gun violence?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Here's our next one. It's from an anonymous. It's 11 seconds long. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's just going to say, fuck you, Everett.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Can confirm squirrels are fake.
Okay, that's Kevin.
Just like the birds.
Yes.
Can't trust the fucking rats either. Canadian Keith is correct.
Fuck
yeah!
Nice in the middle there, fucking Kevin. He's voicemail, gotta love it. Okay, we got one here from another anonymous.
St. Louis is number one.
What's that?
St. Louis
is number one, yeah.
1,817.1 per 100,000 residents.
That's what?
1,800 fucking
hold
Christ.
1,800... Murders?
Violent crimes.
Okay, I was saying,
crime,
that's impossible.
Yeah,
there's
that's
like
a lot of murders. Yeah, holy shit.
Wow. All
right, here we go.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
It's Ted in Chicago.
Hey, what's up, Ted?
Yeah, wow.
Didn't you have a message you wanted to read?
Oh, yeah. I got messages from him, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. We'll get ready after this message. We got one more voicemail after this, but we'll do the message from Ted. Anyway.
We're short on voicemails a couple episodes ago.
Not this time, but thank you. You are a part of the solution, not a part of the problem now, Ted.
That's true.
It's a couple hours before the episode today on Wednesday.
It's 4 hours ago.
The first thing I was going to say is some dude left a fucking voicemail.
It happens.
He had like some accent. I don't know if it was fake or not.
It was
Lars.
Great.
Gotta be Lars.
But if that guy's listening, that motherfucker's got to call again because that shit was fucking...
Yeah. If Lars, if you're real or if somebody out there is fake Lars, don't care.
I don't care.
Care.
Just call in.
Please give us another one of that.
That's funny.
You're right up under there, Kevin, already. You know what I mean? You'll never be him.
But, well, I want to hear it again.
But
honestly.
That is a great accent.
Want to do a little Lars after this one?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Talking about Armand grabbing someone's boner or just grabbing Armand's boner. That shit was funny. I was laughing my ass off.
That was good.
That Heaven's Gate episode, liked it a lot. I didn't know anything about that. You know, you always hear the drink the Kool-Aid when people talk about cults. And, you know, you always hear the, what's the other fucking one? The Charles Manson one. You always hear the stereotypical ones. I didn't know what Heaven's Gate was. Thought that was a cool episode.
Thanks, man.
And then that Epstein shit, bro. I don't know if you guys watch Netflix or not, but there's that shit called The Family.
So I've heard about this.
Yeah,
I haven't watched
somebody
it.
Somebody else brought this.
People keep talking about it. I have not seen it. First time I heard about it, I thought Charles Manson, but apparently it has nothing to do with that.
It's different, yeah.
And the whole time I was watching this shit, I was just waiting for them to name drop Epstein. And the whole reason is because, you know, within, you know, the last, you know, couple of years, we start, you know, you're turning from conspiracy theorist to when all this shit comes out. They're doing, you know, in 2017, they're doing disclosure with UFOs. You know, we're learning that the entire government is pedophiles. We know the
that's
entire
true.
Catholic Church is pedophiles.
Everybody knows
that's
that.
True,
you know,
too.
Every single conspiracy that
bad
you
news,
fucking,
man.
You know. Every single Jonesy conspiracy that you can think of.
Jonesian.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
Get validation. And I was watching The Family. And, you know, it's about this guy who fucking, you know, control. He's a shadow lobbyist on a global stage, and he wants to eradicate gay people.
Sorry.
Talk about Jesus.
You got a problem with him farting?
Yeah.
It's a natural bodily function.
You did point it right at him.
Well, what am I going to do? Shit. Yeah, my fart sounds
lean on the other cheek.
Mine don't either. That's weird.
Whatever. But the whole time, I'm just waiting for fucking Epstein's name to get dropped. and the secret cabal of fucking lizards that are fucking running their, you know, the entire planet. But anyways, if you haven't checked that shit out, I thought that was...
I do love a good old lizard theory.
Pretty crazy. But I thought he seemed pretty fucking... I thought he seemed like he was kind of full of shit. But interesting nonetheless. Anyways, want to hear more alien shit? Big alien guy.
Nice.
And Eric, yes. The other thing I was going to tell you, I told you this like fucking 5 episodes ago. I'm going to send you a video.
Okay.
It's called The Bible Explained.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what he sent today. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, Team Eric, Team Armand, go fuck yourself, Everett.
Go fuck yourself, Everett.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Go fuck you, Ted. I'm deleting anything you send right off the bat now.
We got...
Leave Ted alone, man.
We have a Facebook message from... Wait, that's not Ted. That's...
He said...
Did you go in here and mark these done and shit?
On what? No, I haven't marked anything on Facebook. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I never mess with those. Did they get archived or something?
I don't know.
Was it to the page?
What was that guy's name? Ted?
Yeah,
Ted from Chicago.
Yeah, hold on, since you don't know what you're doing.
All right, well, I got a message from Aaron right here. So it says, finally, I got caught up. Great shit, boys.
Finally, the Aaron has come back to email.
Can I finish?
No, sorry. I want to do a real conversation.
Eric, that 9/11 show was great. The JFK one, too. Oh, this must be for the guys in chat. Fuck flat earthers.
Ooh.
Better get used to me. I like you. Because I'm not going to be leaving all kinds of stuff. Because I'm going to be leaving all kinds of stuff on here. Fuck Armand. Fuck Ooh. Everett. Team Eric all the way. Roll that shit up. Light that shit. Smoke that shit. Whoop, whoop. I was like, Eric here. Fuck yeah, man. Are you in the group? Because we need you in there.
Yeah, I bet.
Brother. I thought I was. Yeah, he is.
No offense taken.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I'm trying to find that one you archived here.
Aaron or Hollywood? I mean, Hollywood. Not Aaron. Hollywood.
You said Aaron or Hollywood. Unread. Dude, I think you deleted it.
How did I fucking delete it? I thought he just left the message. I did not delete. I wouldn't delete
it.
It
could have been a message directly to Serial Talk because it's not in there.
Maybe it was to me.
Could have been directly you. Probably was directly you then. So I'm not seeing it. And I don't remember seeing it earlier, to be honest with you.
Well, that's not to me.
Well, while you're trying to figure that out, I'm going to play a little bit of
a little voicemail.
A little bit of this.
Hey, guys. Mars here. I'm just calling today because I was wondering about the Jeffrey Epstein episode.
What are you talking about, Mars?
Do you think he really did do it? Do you think?
I hope this is phony.
Dude, I hope it's real. I hope this guy exists.
No, I mean, of his accent.
I hope that's real.
It's brilliant if it's phony.
I hope so.
It's even better if it's real.
I don't know about that. Anybody can do that.
I don't know. I hope there's people out there that exist that sound like this. There's a whole country of these people. And I want to go there.
I want them all to call in.
Yeah, you came to our restaurant and fucking trashed it. I got nothing. I'm just trying that accent.
You can't duplicate this accent.
What's that?
Just keep playing it.
It's scary to think about. Somebody said to me that he had phone in prison. Phone. I wonder how he got it in there. Do you think he stick it up his anus?
I do, his anus.
Very big.
He had a phone in prison, he stuck up his anus. So good.
So, do you think when he had the phone that he's texted Hillary? Do you think he texted her and said to her?
He definitely texted Hillary.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm just like sitting here in chair. And do you think she said to him, here's a picture of the Pope? And do you think he said to her, oh, that's nice?
This is the fucking most back and forth weird text messages in prison from an ass phone I've ever heard. He stuck it up his prison wallet and then texted Hillary. His anus.
Anus. Anus.
So good.
Isn't nasty? No. I bet you say to her, I bet you would say to her, show me them toes.
Show me them toes.
She would say to you, okay. So... That's gross.
That's fucking funny.
Eric, I want you to lean over and touch the boner of the Armand and tell us, Armand, you stand up on the show and show the boner from that. Because I know the boner. It. Anyways.
Can we see your boner?
I want to say that you guys are like the coolest and I tell everybody about you.
Thank you.
I say to them that you guys are so cool and I listen to you every day. They say, oh, no, disguise. They don't say cool things.
They better not say that about us. You better fuck them up, Lars.
I say to them, you know what I say to them? I say, you don't say that. They're like the best. Anyway,
thank you.
Guys, see you guys later.
All right.
See, I think we can play this voicemail every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
That's still funny, man.
He'd stick up his anus.
Anus.
So good.
So good.
Call back, man.
Hey, that may not be better than last week because it's this. This is better than last week every week. Yeah, it's the same one as last week, but I could play it 100 times. Right. It never gets old. It's
always fresh.
All right, we got one more from Donna. Yes, that Donna.
Uh-oh.
So here we go.
Hey, guys. Donna here.
What's up, Donna?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to pompous intellectual assholes.
Mensa fucks.
And mind you, that's probably me just coming from a small town where you don't really have too many smart people, just a bunch of rednecks and hill rods.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hey, we're from Illinois, too. We know exactly what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
But
fuck, we're from southern Illinois, so technically we got it worse.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with people like that whatsoever.
Yeah, but does being intelligent
seem to have this superiority complex that I just can't
What was that, Armand?
I mean, does being intelligent, being in Mensa necessarily make you pompous asshole?
Not necessarily. But I think
you think
coupled with arrogance, just, though, you become pompous.
Just by joining a place like that, I kind of find you to be arrogant. You know, like, I'm so smart that I'm going to have to be with other smart people. You know, it's like, I don't know, I find it to be bullshit.
Kind of like how the rich people do. I'm so rich, I need to be around other rich people.
But
it's different.
If you join it,
it's
shitty too, but it's different.
If you join it because you think you'll get laid, does that make you pompous?
No, that just makes you thirsty.
What does that mean?
And
a thirsty man is always looking for the next drink, Armand. And you can't stop until you get it. And you'll do whatever it takes to get that drink. But the drink is pushing.
Show me that pause. Right,
okay.
Like, average intelligence. Yeah, that's great. Like, if you want to talk chemistry or whatever to me, like...
Nobody wants to talk chemistry, Donna. I'm sorry. People just don't like, hey, you heard about hydrogen and oxygen? Yeah. What happens when they get together?
Yeah. How
about you get enough of that oxygen and a little bit of that hydrogen. You got water.
Ox redux reaction.
How sexy is this? You know what? If you double up on that oxygen, you get H2O2, which is hydrogen peroxide.
What do you get when you don't want to drink
that? You don't want to drink that. It'll kill you.
See, now that's pompous.
Yeah,
she's right.
She's right.
Honestly.
My point was nobody ever comes at you like that. Nobody ever starts a conversation. You found it?
I found it.
We'll wait till after this.
All right.
$2. But if you want to talk cars or, you know, basic level shit, yeah, I'd totally be down for that. Anyway, getting away from that.
Well, she made her point.
I accidentally paused her. Sorry.
Yeah.
The whole timeline.
What about
it? Or going back in time. Now, all serious question here.
Shoot.
Do you think if Eric had the chance to go back in time and stop September 11th happening, would he do it?
Yeah.
And if so, how long until he was suicided by the Clintons?
Not long.
Hold on, man. You're saying you're doing it.
I would do it.
And it'd be the Bushes that suicided you at that point. 9/11 and all.
Yeah.
You think?
Probably. I mean, Bush did 9/11. Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Of course. Is that what we've determined?
No.
Hold on, what she just say a minute ago? I had a point here.
Would he do it?
Oh, no. Think about the Avengers or Endgame. Tony Stark. You seen this yet?
Me?
Go ahead. You seen Endgame yet?
Go ahead.
A little bit.
So everybody gets snapped out of existence. 5 years later, they're getting they got the stones back and they're getting ready to snap everybody back into existence. But Tony Stark had a daughter in that amount of time, and he was afraid that if they sent everything back to the way it was, his daughter would be gone. So my point is, 18 years have passed since 9/11, almost 18 years now.
Sure.
A lot of shit's happened. And what might have changed in your life if you don't do 9/11, or if you don't let 9/11 happen? You can't fucking know the butterfly effect.
I wouldn't do this.
He probably wouldn't be on Surreal Talk. That's a good fucking point. If you took away
the
9/11,
show probably wouldn't be a thing.
It probably wouldn't exist.
If 9/11 didn't happen, this show probably wouldn't happen. But that being said, I'm saving almost 3,000 people.
Yeah, I'm going to let it happen. I'm not going back for something like that.
No. Oh, yeah. No, that's not important enough or anything.
Well,
right?
That's
the long and short of it.
Would you go back and save the Titanic and all that stuff?
No.
There's all kinds
shit,
of...
It's past, man. I don't think I'd ever want to go back and change anything. I don't think I'd kill Hitler. I don't think I'd do any of that. A lot of people like to say, I go back and kill baby Hitler. I saw that in the chat earlier. Oh, yeah? You going to kill baby? You're going to kill fucking baby. All right.
Yeah, but it's Hitler.
Yeah, but it's Hitler.
Well, you killed Hitler.
Kill
an adolescent.
Yeah, fuck
kill,
it. Save 12 million people. I'll kill baby Hitler.
So,
what about
how long
until
he was suicided by the Clintons?
Again, it's the Bushes.
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question for Eric. So,
yeah.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Donna.
We will talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks, Donna.
Always good to hear from Donna.
I would totally try
answer
to
the lady's
stop
question.
It unless someone said something that would make me not. I don't know.
I mean, I
would. I don't know how you could that one, man. How are you going to stop that?
Shit, come on. What are you talking
about? Make a fucking phone call, say, hey, check these flights out, don't let them go. How about you call and make the threat yourself?
No.
I'm going to hijack this plane. I'm going to crash it into World Trade Center.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. That's how you do it. You fucking and try to incriminate yourself because they can't. You're
going to be out of time soon enough. After you make that phone call, back in time.
I'll be
going to 2019 again.
I might get a year or two in prison for making these stupid phone calls. I'm not going to hijack shit, but neither are they. They'll shut down all air traffic in America, bud. Because I'd tell them I got a fucking full network.
You don't think that would happen the next day then? You think they'd give up?
It wouldn't be 9/11. Here's what you do.
Right, but I don't think you'd prevent it.
You get the names.
Prevent 9/11.
No, you get the names. Say, I'm going to do this. My partners are going to fucking do this. Here's their names. You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Fucking Muhammad L. Smithington or whatever his name is. I don't remember.
Make sure you look in fucking Bora Bora in the cave too over there too, because that's where fuckhead's at.
Yeah, you're going to be after what's his name.
And you think they'd believe that?
Well, it doesn't matter. They don't have to believe it.
Because I bet you they put somebody on that plane.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, though. They might
stop that flight, but the next day these guys would just do the same thing.
That's why you name drop those guys at the same time.
No, I got even better.
And tell them, okay, here's the plot. We got four Arabs with box cutters. We're going to take over planes and run them into the.
Yeah, then all they got to do is wait there. Yeah.
They'd laugh you out of the plane. They wouldn't take you seriously.
You go 2 days before.
9/9.
And you go hijack a fucking main TV station. And during the evening news, you fucking hijack it with a gun and you say, listen, motherfuckers. No. I guarantee you I've uncovered a plot that tomorrow bullshit's going to happen. They're going to fucking fly the plane into this tower, this time, lay the whole fucking thing out.
Go back a month early.
You'd be a straitjacket. They put you in a straitjacket.
Doesn't matter. When it happens the next day, you're out of the fucking straitjacket if it happens.
Yeah, but you can prevent it.
That's fine. If they don't do it.
Hands up. Go back a month early. Gather the evidence. You know who's responsible. You know the place they took their plane shit.
And kill them.
You could do that. But no, if you have a whole fucking folder full of evidence about these people, take it to your local FBI office and say, give this a fucking look. I've been working on this. You know what I mean?
In the way our FBI, we'll take a look.
All right, Armand, no matter what we do.
They wouldn't do it. I know they wouldn't do it. Hey, they had information on these guys.
So it's the paradox thing. You can't, with the paradoxes anyway, we couldn't change
Bromania.
It.
No, but I think you're better off, let's say the Titanic or whatever. You're on the Titanic. At least you can say, hey, look, you may not even be able to prevent that, but at least you can say, there's an iceberg. Look out, iceberg.
Dead ahead.
Yeah, hit the alarm. Hey, or you could be on the Carpathia or something and say, look, wake up, stupid ass. The California. Say, wake up, stupid ass. There's, because a telegraph guy fell asleep. Yeah. You could help save lives. This thing, I don't know because I just don't think they take it. It's so absurd. If they told you,
I'll bring back a videotape of it happening and show that on the live news. Then what?
That's different. But people don't even believe that now.
Well, I wouldn't now. I would back then, though.
Yeah, back then it was harder to make fucking convincing fake video. Bro, you ever heard of deep fake? We should talk about deep fake sometime. You heard of that? Deep fake? Neither of you?
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Sure, they're putting faces on people?
Well, it's more than that. They're generating a fucking video of a person and using their voice. They can say, they'll record on a microphone. Yeah, I fucking killed Hitler. Why should I have done that when I could have just raised him not to murder baby Jews? And then they can put that on fucking Obama.
They can make Armand say that.
You can literally be standing there in this video and you say it in your voice, mouth movement, perfect, everything matches.
So some of the funnier ones on YouTube, though, is like Bill Hader doing impersonations of people, and they'll like, he'll do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, and then they'll just graft Arnold's face right onto it. It looks like he's Arnold with Bill Hader's body doing the impersonation. He did a Tom Cruise one. It was really good. I don't know. But it's freaky how accurate these are.
It's crazy, dude.
It's kind of what, I think that's what they used for Will Smith in this last movie where there's old Will Smith and young Will Smith. They just completely faked the young Will Smith.
The young or the new?
The young one.
Why wouldn't they just fake the new one?
Well, because he's old now and he's old then.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
But you don't have to.
What disaster would be the easiest, do you think, to go back in time and correct?
Krakatoa.
What?
Wait a minute.
A volcano?
Super volcano. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Chicxulub.
Chicxulub? Stop the asteroid?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
All right. You got Ted's message.
Solar flare.
He said he sent it to your personal.
He did. I found it.
The Carrington event.
Check them out before next week. Okay. So he says, in no way, shape, or form do I expect you to listen to all of
those. Stop. Sorry. Donna brought up a message or put a message in there. I didn't know they were doing it, but I can only imagine it was going to be a matter of time. Using that deep fake for porn. Now you can have the Queen of Elizabeth in a fucking hardcore porn. You can have anybody in a hardcore porn.
Wow, you could fuck Mother Teresa if you wanted?
Well, no, that'd be a virtual reality thing. We probably could.
Oh, because she's not alive, right?
Right. Well, no.
No, but you're telling me they make a movie, but Queen Elizabeth's fucking some guy.
Right, you could take Ron Jeremy
so
and put...
a porno then, okay.
Oh, there's an even better one. Look on YouTube for the Full House of Mustaches. They took the Full House intro. You remember that show?
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, it's like all San Francisco things.
Yeah. Huh?
They took Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation, big beard guy,
yeah,
and put his face on every one of the faces in in that video.
It's beautiful.
It's so fucking good.
If they can do that, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of funny shit you can do with that technology.
Bromania says to me, he says, in no way, shape, or form do
Ted.
I...
Ted.
No, no. Okay. We've just given both names, alter ego and everything. In no way, shape, or form do I expect you to listen to all of these, but I do think they'll intrigue you. We're going to end up doing the whole Bible, start with Exodus, part two, work backwards. I think it'll be the easiest way to listen way.
You just give us the...
This is the Bible explained. He's explaining the Bibles. Well, parts of the Bible. So he does Genesis. He starts at Genesis, obviously, and then Exodus and Exodus part two.
Leviticus.
And, is there a point being made, or is this just information for us to check out?
This is just information for us to check out. I'll link the videos on the group if you guys would to watch them and listen to them. Or Ted, if you would like to, that would be great too. And I don't know how I could endorse.
You guys
it,
done a show on the Bible?
No, I was talking to Eric earlier today about it.
This
but more or less
you
the bullshit
this.
Of the Bible. Yeah, earlier today I was thinking we should do a show on the bullshit of the Bible. Okay. Like Methuselah living 800 years and shit like that.
969.
Whatever it is. The bullshit of the Bible. That'd be a fun show, I think. Would you be into that
Goliath,
one?
Goliath. Sure.
You're a religious man, though. You're a Catholic,
aren't you? Goliath's not in the Bible. Samson.
Goliath's not in the Bible?
No.
Wait a minute.
Where was he from?
Hold up.
That's David and Goliath. You're right. That's the Bible.
What was he say?
I was just thinking of those crazy.
Philistines.
Yeah, that's what I know about the Bible. You're right, David Goliath.
We definitely need to educate this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is that bullshit? Wasn't he like 9 cubits tall?
Goliath wasn't in the Bible. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit in the Bible.
See, that's bullshit.
Was 9 cubits. We went through this.
How tall? That's like 11 feet tall or something.
You should listen to one of our old shows, Armand, because we.
Well, that's what I was asking. Did you do one?
Noah's Ark. There's a good one.
No, we did one about giants, though, and I talked about the cubit and then the whole story about
that. What is a cubit? 18 inches?
I can't remember.
Let's find out. How much is a cubit?
I think it's 18 inches.
Do, boop, 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 do, do, boo. Wait a minute. That's not right. It's not cubit. Cubit's that's for
C-U-B-I-T.
Fucking...
C-U-B-I-T.
Yeah, cubit.
Yeah, but that's for fucking like bits and bytes. A cubit is a quantum byte.
No, it isn't.
It's a length. It's a
Length in the Bible.
It's a unit of length. Because Noah's Ark was like, what, 180 cubits or something?
All right, cubit on Wikipedia.
Not cubit, Q-U-B-I-T.
Q-U-B-I-T,
No, C-U-B-I-T.
Oh, I spelled it wrong then.
Fuck some people's kids, man.
Yeah, indeed. How? Oh, it's 1.5 feet.
Yeah.
Foot
18
inches.
18 inches. Yeah. Thank you.
The original cubit by answeringgenesis.org.
Like from here to here, right? Like from here to here.
17.6 inches is what it is.
Hebrews had 17.5.
The Guardian reports it at 17.6.
Egyptians had 17.6. The common short version is 18 inches, which is a foot and a half. Babylonians had it in 19.8. The long version of Hebrews was 20.4, and the Egyptian long version was 20.6.
Oh, okay, so there's a little discrepancy there.
So what would that show
be
about, though?
It's based on this distance here, though.
Right,
tip of the fingers to the
elbow. I just said that, yeah. What would your bullshit...
All the
Noah's Ark,
the
fucking old-lived people.
Contradictions
Adam and fucking
that are made.
Eve.
You know, how you can marry eight-year-olds.
How about Jesus rising from the
Jesus
dead?
Rising from the dead. That's a great
Lazarus.
One.
I don't have a problem with that one.
That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
The Immaculate Conception.
Just the Old Testament or the New Testament?
The Immaculate Conception.
That's a good one, too.
Now, wait a minute. Do you guys know what the Immaculate Conception is?
I was under the impression it was the Virgin getting...
It's where Shmi Skywalker got pregnant without having sex, right?
That's right. That's the one.
No, the Virgin Mary.
Oh, Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary was born without sex.
She was,
you're
too?
She
was born without
correct,
sex.
Correct, not
hold
Jesus.
Hold the fucking phone here.
The Virgin Mary being born
so
without sex.
So who
she has come to light?
So Virgin Mary
that's
was
the Immaculate Conception. Virgin Mary, not Jesus.
Mary was born without.
Correct.
I don't know enough about this to dispute that.
Look it up.
Not going to do that today because it's already 10 after 5.
I've won money on that one too.
You've won money on every game show.
No, that's another bar bet.
Mm-hmm.
Read it.
I am.
Hold on.
You'll win a bar bet on that one because people all think that's Jesus. That is not. It's Virgin Mary was conceived without sin.
We had a religious episode, didn't we? We had Phil on for that. Phil Kaler.
HuffPost. Yeah, we did. We did a religion.
HuffPost?
HuffPost, yeah. You heard of it?
Immaculate Conception does not mean what you think it does.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll go into that later. We're fucking a little bit over time here. It's time to go. I'm sure all our fans...
It's always time for biblical bullshit.
Indeed. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Remember to send in your voicemails. SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Email us at info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Join up on all our socials and be sure to join the group. Oh, by the way, we're not going to be here next week or the week after. We'll be out of town, New York, Atlantic City. We're thinking about doing a meetup in Atlantic City. Haven't decided yet. Hasn't been a lot of interest in it, a few people, but it's going to take more than a couple people for me to pull away from what we're doing. So, I don't know. Get at us. We'll catch you next week. Armand, any last thoughts?
hey, that guy that says something about my skin.
Okay. Fuck that guy.
That's not funny.
Fuck you, skin guy.
If, if he ever sees you out in the streets, he's going to teach you a fucking lesson, okay? That's what he said. His name's Armand, and you just look him the fuck up if you ever get here to Edwardsville, okay?
You better never have any foot problems. Yeah,
you
have
foot problems?
I'm going to open you up, brother.
I got friends.
I want to do surgery on that guy.
All right, guys. See y'all next week, and that's all.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.